Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, inviting you to send us some items for The Good Stuff. If we want to hear from you, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it, and maybe one day you'll hear it right here on your local radio station. You know, since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. And the horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. This is somewhere you need to make a point to stop. There's more than 25 vendors, and they're adding more, literally all the time. There's unique antiques and vintage treasures, collectibles, decorating items, craft things. You will be amazed. Make sure you stop, and make sure you stop frequently. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
You know, we had the opportunity to be in Yesterday's Antiques just the other day up in Spearfish, and I found this little saying on a plaque that said, "Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain." So you might find that if you stop in at Yesterday's Antiques.
There you go. Hunt it down.
What did you have? Saying.
Okay, so I've got an Ole and Lena story.
Ooh, Ole and Lena.
Yes, and for obvious reasons, I've been practicing it. This is from Roderick Shad, and here we go. We'll see how I do. Ole and Lena lived by a lake in northern Minnesota. It was early winter, and the lake had froze over. Ole asked Lena if she would walk across the frozen lake to the general store to get him some smokes. She asked him for some money, but he told her not. Yes, put it on our tab. So Lena walked across, got the smokes at the general store, then walked back home across the lake. Then she got home and gave Ole his smokes. She asked him, "Ole, you always tell me not to run up the tab at the store. Why didn't you just give me some money?" Ole replied, "Well, I didn't want to send you out there with some money. Then I wasn't sure how thick the ice was yet."
don't jeopardize the bankroll.
Yeah, and it goes on to say, yeah, that Ole, always a thinker.
Always a thinker. This is a short story about Sister Grace. And Sister Grace was at the convent. She opened a letter from home and found a $100 bill from her parents. She smiled at the gesture. As she read the letter by the window, she noticed a shabbily dressed stranger leaning against the lamppost below. Quickly, she wrote a note, quote, "Don't despair, Sister Grace," on a piece of paper. Wrap the $100 bill in it and tossed it out the window. The stranger picked it up, read the note, tipped his hat to Sister Grace in the window, and hurried away. The next day, Sister Grace was told that a man was asking to see her. She went down and found the stranger waiting. Without a word, he handed her a huge wad of $100 bills. "What's this?" she asked. "That's your $8,000, sister," he replied. "Don't despair, paid 80-1. Okay.
Oh, here's from Larry Lindstrom another little story. A married couple had been out shopping at the mall for most of the afternoon. Suddenly, the wife realized that her husband had disappeared. The somewhat irate spouse called her mate's cell phone and demanded, "Where are you?" The husband says, "Darling, you remember that jewelry store where you saw that diamond necklace and totally fell in love with it, and I didn't have money that time, and said, 'Baby, it'll be yours one day?'" Wife, with a smile, blushing, "Yes, I remember that, my love." The husband says, "Well, I'm in the bar next to the shop." Kind of brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
And when is the funeral?
Yeah, no kidding. No. And this is from Tony Bullitt. Ole and Lars were doing some carpentry work on a Habitat for Humanity house. Ole, who was nailing down house siding, would reach into his nail pouch, pull out a nail, and either toss it over his shoulder or nail it in. Lars, figuring this was worth looking into, asked, "Why are you throwing these nails away?" Ole explained, "When I pull a nail out of my pouch, about half of them have the head on the wrong end, and I throw them away." Lars got completely upset and yelled, "You moron! Those nails aren't defective! They're for the other side of the house."
All right. Well, folks, we appreciate you tuning into your local radio station. Another edition of The Good Stuff.